Thank you for calling Jay Wisner Private Jewelers. How may I direct your call?
Hey, is Jim in?
Yeah, one moment, please.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. I lost you. I was on hold for a little bit, and then someone rang in,
yeah.
And then you dropped.
Oh,
no big deal.
Yeah, I apologize.
All good, man.
Anyways, yeah, I don't have any diamonds. I mean, just other than the working on labs right now. So, but you know, I get those so cheap other places.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. What? Wait, when did you get officially back from your trip? Yesterday?
No, we got back on Saturday night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so now I'm catching up on things. And yeah, you know, my natural calls have gone down tremendously, you know, the last 6 months. Has been, I hate it. I mean, you know, it's good and bad. The good thing is I can make more money on a lot of diamonds, but with naturals, I just not get that many calls, you know, for the last, I've sold, you know, a couple, but not a lot the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know what it's like for you guys or what the market's like, but, I mean, we sell, you know, we sell finished goods, diamonds all the time, you know, little promise rings and tennis bracelets and little diamond pendants and solitaires. We sell all that, but a lot of that stuff, you know, we just buy from the Indian companies. You know, they're pretty inexpensive for a lot of that stuff.
Right.
You know, so, and they're not the high-end goods, but it sells bread and butter, so.
Yeah. I can imagine, yeah. But when's the last time you think you sold a natural? Do you even know?
No, we sell them. I mean, I think I sold one or two last month in April. I sold Karen 3/4 and I sold a pair of 2-carat total weight naturals, GIA studs. You know, so we do get calls, but honestly, now a lot of our bridal market is kids 30 to 40 buying lab diamonds. I have a customer come in today for 4-carat radiant, and, you know, it's... You know, but sometimes, you know, I can get triple key on those, you know, so it's good. And then we custom make the ring setting, and I can make, you know, a $4,000 sale, I can make $2,000, you know, or more, versus naturals, it's hard to make money on those sometimes on big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, that's what everyone's doing.
Well, you know, even like the chain stores, I mean, they're going to sell them because they're selling credit, you know. So you go to a chain store and, you know, you don't have the money or a credit card, you're going to go open an account with them. You're going to pay high interest rates, but you're going to get, you know, that's who's going to sell that stuff more, you know, I think. Our customers are all credit card customers. We don't offer financing or anything, you know, so.
I mean, that's how they make their money, is they, like, sell credit.
Yeah.
They don't really
They're
sell.
In the business to make, you know, interest charges. That's what they sell, property insurance. That's where they make their money, you know. And
right.
We sell, you know, we sell labs. We sell, like, you know, we carry Chatham merchandise. We sell a lot of pendants with colors, sapphires and rubies and emeralds.
Right.
They're all beautiful stuff. We sell them. We sell all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of our biggest thing that we sell the most in our store is gold. We sell a lot of big gold necklaces, you know, with diamonds and big heavy gold bracelets. You know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 necklace. We sell those quite a bit. That's our one of our biggest things right now is the gold. We got a clientele for that. So,
do you market a ton? Like, because I know you're not like in a storefront. You're kind of like in a building. You've told me
we have a showroom. Yeah, no, but we have a store right across the border in Tijuana, Mexico. It's been there almost 40 years, yeah.
Who runs that one?
I have family. I have employees that run it. We have like 8 employees working there.
Really?
Yeah. We've been there almost 40 years, and it's a big shopping center. Yeah, it's like 6-7 minutes across the border from the U.S. It's a border. I don't know if you ever heard of Tijuana. You ever heard of TJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there a long time. So we stock tons. I probably have a couple of $1 million in inventory at that store. So we do sell a lot of stuff out of there. But, you know, it's because the people that can't shop online there, it's very different than it is in the States. You know, people, you know, and a lot of people, we have clienteles that, I mean, they're not the most scrupulous customers, you know, that have cash and they just want big chains, big bracelets to come in and pay cash. And they can't buy those things online when you have all that wad of cash walking around.
Right. How does that work? What are you guys selling over there in Tijuana? Like, is it still a lot of lab over there, too?
No. It's 90% natural, very little labs.
Now, how do you get goods there?
We buy a lot of stuff from suppliers out here in the States. We import everything to Mexico. And, you know, we carry Effie. You know, you heard of the Effie line?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, we carry Effie. We carry Chatham. We carry, you know, we carry expensive watches, watch lines, and things like that. And, and you know, honestly, I buy bridal sets. We buy a lot of settings. I have a manufacturer in Hong Kong that makes them for me really good, and prices are fantastic. And then, I just get loose stones here and there and pop them in there. I have a jeweler set them for me. And, you know, but up here I just have a show where we work by appointment. Up here, I've been here 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
your main business is over in Mexico.
Yeah, yes.
Now, when you do go, like you said, when you do import goods to Mexico, you order them to California, then you do yourself the importing?
Yeah, they come to me here, and then we sit down and import everything. I fill out paperwork. We have custom broker, take it across the border, pay a duty fee.
Mm-hmm.
It gets delivered to our store, and then we sell it. So,
how do I get involved in getting you some stock over in that store?
Well, the problem is you don't carry those kind of goods. I mean, you don't carry the Indian goods, which probably a quarter of our store is Indian merchandise. You know, it's all those gigantic trio sets, you know, with the clusters and, you know, the inexpensive diamond earrings and pendants and, you know, diamond hearts, you know, all the little stuff. And then we carry a lot of color. You guys don't carry color.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third of our business or more is gold. You don't carry gold. We buy tons of gold. I mean, I just bought 50 grand worth of gold a week ago. I hated to do it, the prices it is. But,
right.
You know, big, heavy chains. You don't carry. And then, I mean, as far as big, loose diamonds, I just don't really sell those down there. It's just I have two or three carats. I have a couple, 3 carats sitting there for years. And, you know, they're all with GIAs. It's just not a market down there for that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's all the...
And then we just start, you know, the last year we started selling, you know, lab solitaires and lab tennis bracelets and lab necklaces. And, you know, I hate that stuff down there. But, you know, people are starting to ask for it down there. So it's becoming more requested. So we have a whole case of that stuff now down there.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, you just don't have the stuff that I need, you know, at the price point that I need and, you know, that we buy from. It just, that's unfortunate. You know, over the years, we sold a few big pieces at the store down there. But now, because of labs, they just, you know, people are buying those big stones. I just don't get calls for, here, you know, I used to get calls, you know, all the time for natural diamonds. But now it's, I'm telling you, it's like 8 out of 10 is labs. That's all people want.
Right, yeah.
Even my better customers that over the years have purchased beautiful natural goods, now they're buying a lab tennis bracelet or a lab tennis necklace to go with the latest accessories.
Really?
They don't mind buying those because they already put the money into their rings and stuff like that years ago, you know. So, yeah, I just, you know. And I have a few customers who have nothing to do with labs, so I do get a few of those. You know, but there are people that already had solitaires, already got married, and they want a tennis bracelet, or they want to, you know, me custom make a ring for their right hand, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, today I had a customer, I'm making a 15-carat lab radiant cut eternity ring in yellow gold. So I got that order today, and, you know, we have our own shop, you know, I have my own shop, we cut the waxes, do everything, and, you know, it's just different when you can do all that stuff. So so you control, you know, the cost that way, too. And then labor in Mexico is a lot cheaper than it is up here.
Yeah.
You know. So I wish I had better news for you. I just, you know, I wish I had called for nice diamonds. I'd love to be able to call you guys and, you know, have you ship me some big, nice stones. I just haven't had them the last 6 months to a year. It's just... I don't know, I think I told you a year and a half ago, last Christmas, not this one, the one before, I sold a, you know, $80,000 natural, and I sold a $50,000 natural, but I just haven't had those calls, you know, I just haven't had them.
Well, that usually is a good sign, because when it's quiet like this, you know, in the next few weeks, you'll see people coming in. So when they do think of me, give me a call.
I will.
I'll try and reach out a little more frequently just to remind you that.
Top of mind awareness, Dustin.
Right.
Yeah. Crystal used to call all the time.
All right. Well, I'll keep calling, all right?
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it, Jim.
You too. Bye.
Bye.